Welcome to the Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters of Shambhala, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Reverend Michael will help you connect with these ascended beings of light to raise your vibration, understand the lessons of life, balance karma, fulfill your earthly mission, manifest your heart's desires, and become God in action. This live call-in show with Reverend Michael is an opportunity to explore the possibility and potential of our highest and truest self. Join Michael, beloved Ascended Masters, and experienced divine gifts of Michael's transpersonal mediumship and those of his amazing guests. Now here is your host, Reverend Michael Shane.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. I missed you all and look forward to speaking with you and talking with you. Today, I'm going to speak on integration of the feminine energy. About 2 years ago, someone was asking me, what is this all about? Why are we here? Where did we come from? What's the purpose and the point of everything that we go through? And this was an individual that was really going through some hard times and lost their parents in a plane crash, and it was a rough going for this individual. And I sat down and I spoke with them and told them, you know, we all are here on this earth connected to an integration, an understanding of duality. When we were created by God, and understand that what I'm telling you is what I perceive to be my truth and what I've heard from the entities that communicate with me. So, integration, perfect harmony, nirvana, heaven, everything's in a love, peaceful, balanced environment. But human beings, we tend to try to cross the veil or cut against the grain and wonder, is there something else out there? Is there something more? Well, immediately, you know, we end up creating this world where we call the third dimension, and we come in and experience the opposite of the positive, which created a separation or a slice in the universe of the norm, where we now have male and female. Like the angelic realm, there is no gender, and there never was in the creation in the beginning. So now we have male and female, we have love, we have hate, we have good, we have bad, and so forth. And we're here to experience it. It just seems that we, in some cases, experience more of the negative than we do the positive. But the truth is, if you look at and evaluate or take notes relative to your life, you'll find at the end of your life, you've had just as much positive as negative. And you've even had break lifetimes, because our lifetimes come in series of seven. You six lifetimes where you deal with the anger, guilt, fear, and sadness because we were not given a direction book, some sort of book to follow, that we weren't supposed to hold on to the emotional outcome of certain experiences, and therefore the idea of karma came into the mix. We were supposed to use our emotional body as sort of a hard drive to store the understanding of the duality. When we're experiencing, let's say, the love or hate, or experiencing what it's like to be a male or a female. And the universe has a unique sense of humor in that case, because some of us aren't even sure really what that means in the order of things, because we find ourselves thinking, you know, what is sexuality and the integration of man and woman and the Adam and Eve concept. And that will be a discussion possibly on a different show down the road. But in the integration that we are going through, the feminine age is what they call it now, is not a vibration of gender. The feminine age is a vibration or a level of consciousness. It's a way of life or a understanding. It's an energy. In truth, when you look at the energy, the male energy and the female energy together as you measure it, the female energy would actually be stronger in the energy process than the male vibration. It's been said by Master Saint Germain that if we were to take all the men on Earth and put them on a different planet and keep all the women here, men eventually would basically die off, and the women or female energy or vibration would actually survive and figure out a way to create life or procreate, because that's what they do. That's what the feminine energy is. It has nothing to do with a gender. It has to do with capability, the vibration, and the energy that goes with it. So women were in the vibration of the feminine energy is there for in one purpose, not the entire purpose, and that is to create life. So some would ask, well, is God a female? Well, since there's no gender, I would probably say, who knows? We'll find out one day when we leave this world. Feminine energy is a strong, strong, strong energy. Why? Well, women, the feminine energy has the expression of feelings and emotions. Most of us males have a hard time expressing our feelings and emotions, and we hold on to it, and sooner or later, if we do express it, it's after holding on to a lot of it, and the outcome tends to be less than desirable. Women, they express themselves on more of a humorous side. Some of us men wish that they don't in some cases, but it's best that they do, because then you find that in a relationship, if you're expressing your feelings and your emotions and you can understand each other, because we all go through similar circumstances, the outcome is healing. The expression of your feelings and emotions in the feminine energy is an expression of energy that creates balance, love, peace, and a very wonderful connection in your relationship situation. So if you look at that, it's beautiful, and it has nothing to do with the male-female relationship, because relationships are vast. There's same-sex relationships. There's opposite-sex relationships. There's even those relationships, and I don't remember what the word of it is called, where you have one with yourself. There's a where you have a kind of a understanding of who you are, because some of us, we tend to become caught in the inertia of life and find that we don't even know who we are, which is one of the questions that's been asked. In this process now on Earth, some of you may feel out there a little confused, feeling like all of your stuff is piling up on you more than normal, especially the feminine vibrations. And this is because as we move into this feminine age, as we have already done so, it is best to let go of all the things in the past that's connected to anger, guilt, fear, sadness. Sometimes even happiness causes an issue, which brings up the issue of guilt. Well, how come I'm doing good and I'm happy and this person is not? It doesn't feel so good inside about that. And then that basically lets you know that you're a caring person and you're going to probably find some way to help these individuals, which is, you know, we're not supposed to be separatists on this planet. We're supposed to work together, help one another, love each other, and let each other live the best that they wish to live. And when you do so, there isn't any crime or negativity, because when people are left alone to live, and you bring in this feminine energy, it'll be just a beautiful balance and a wonderful life. So in the process of letting go of these things, and I do this work in my regression practice, sometimes it's past life, sometimes it's present life, sometimes it's both, where we bring out these energies in people and you find that they will move forward in their life and find the answers and they heal. I'm not a healer. I do healing work, but I'm not a healer. You are the healer. I help you find an avenue that you can find within yourself to heal yourself. Because as we are created by God, therefore we are an aspect of God, which gives us the vibration of being God. And if that is true, then we must have the ability to heal ourselves and to find the answers to all the hidden questions. In the way of the feminine life, as we integrate now, it is up to us. Are we going to integrate back into the balance of the positive, or are we going to integrate back into the balance of the negative? And that is the choice of everybody on this planet today. That's why we have these battles within ourselves and why we have these feelings and emotions, so we can understand them and not hold on to the negative side of the process. And when you look at this, you'll come to realize there are books out there that write about this, and in that process, you can read the books. Carolyn Meese writes some good books and others. I have a lot to say on this subject. Why don't we go to break? And when I come back, I will tell you the rest of the story.
Tune into The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Thank you. David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall.
I'm Jen. We're back with Reverend Michael Shane, physical medium and spiritual teacher, recently certified by the ASIMPI organization. So he was scientifically tested and has been approved as an accredited trance physical medium. Why don't you tell us some more about that, Michael?
Well, about a year ago, I was talking to a gentleman by the name of Reverend Kevin Lee, and he told me that he knew this organization that might be interested in testing me. Now, this isn't an organization that just tests you. They have to check you out and see if you're worthy of their time, and then when they do, they let you know that they would like to test you. What I found out was they don't let you know when they're testing you, just that they would like to. So they had been checking me out and testing me for about a year, and then recently I went to Basel, Switzerland, where I do my work once or twice a year, and I was in the process of having my voice analyzed to show whether or not the voices that were coming through my mediumship were actually coming from my voice box or somewhere else. And it came back saying they were not mine. And in that same day or that same event, I started to apport a 1300 carat blue sapphire through my mouth cavity, which is entirely impossible to regurgitate because it's, you know, 2.5 pounds.
And if anybody wants to see that, that's on your website, I think.
Yes, right? It's on my website and on YouTube. Some of it's in German, so it's hard to – I don't know German. Mm-hmm. So it was just amazing. And then when I went home, I get a phone call and these emails saying, congratulations, you've just been certified through the organization, you know. And I'm going, whoa, well, when did you test me? I said, well, we've been testing you for over a year, because their belief is that if you know that you're being tested and you are a fake or a fraud, you're going to try to do something to get by or pass their tests. So they do it when you're not knowing it. I don't know if that's what they do with everybody, but it was very interesting and an honor to be approved by this organization. You can go to their website, ASSMPI.org, and follow through. There's other mediums and people there that are on there, and all wonderful people. I've met a couple of them, and by the name of Warren Kaler, who is an excellent physical medium, and Kai Muge, who is instrumental in my going to Europe. So being certified is something that I've been working on for over 25 years. And I've been tested by science many times. And science basically means the same results. In my case, it's not always the same results. Sometimes nothing happens. But they're looking for the data, and they put the data together based on the times that you're being tested of what comes through. And it's always been a good outcome and response. So I can now claim I'm certified by this organization and continue to move forward and do my work.
Wonderful.
All right. So back to the integration of feminine energy, I'd like to give some of you an idea. If you are feeling emotions that are hard to let go of or causing you certain sort of emotional issues, probably, in my opinion, it's because we are shifted from one vibration to the other, from the male vibration to the feminine vibration. And this is why, you know, there's a large possibility that we'll have a female for president, because things are changing. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with female as per se as a gender, but the feminine energy, which also does exist within the male. See, there's a duality there. And we are one and the same in that vibration. All of us have male and female. And that female energy is now the energy that's taking control, which causes us emotional upheavals and other emotions to pile up on us. Some of you may remember when Hale-Bopp went through our solar system in, I believe, 1997. When that occurred, well, everyone, mostly the sensitive people, and there's a lot of sensitive people on this world, were feeling emotionally lost and upset and having all kinds of anxiety. And if you go back and look at the market for drug industries, the drug industries went up in their market because of the Prozac and things that people thought they needed to be on because they were having this change in their energy. And you couldn't even get an appointment with anybody because they were just inundated. So let's not repeat that and let you know, if you look deep down inside of yourself, you'll realize that all that's happening is you are changing and your body will adapt.
Speaking of body, so what are people feeling physically?
Panic, sad, anger, fear, certain emotions that seem to integrate into a relationship that causes tension, your work environment. You know, someone may say something that just set you off that normally wouldn't. You can relate to what I'm talking about.
I can attest to that, yes.
Yeah. But there is a way to help you through it. And in some cases, that may be through mainstream or other modalities. It's your choice, and whatever fits for you is what you should go for. Now, recently, Jennifer, you've been feeling some emotional stuff.
I have.
And you've had some releasing.
I also have, yes. The past month has been a lot of emotional things coming to the surface to deal with, dealing kind of with, I feel like, the death of things that I want to release from myself and from my person, but also kind of mourning that loss, I feel like, too. So a lot of mixed emotions and, like, the physical manifestations of that, upset within my body, headaches, a lot of trouble sleeping. You've spoken that people are probably having trouble sleeping right now, that's something.
Yes. But what you're doing, what you're describing, is you're actually healing from this. You're letting go, and that's the point that I'm trying to let everybody know. It is possible. And just because I'm talking about it, don't think I'm not having these same issues. You know, people like yourself have seen, you know, and heard about my
struggles.
My struggles. Yeah. So it's definitely interesting, but I do know it's necessary there. If anybody has any questions in regards to this or just want to have a quick reading when I come back after the next break, you could call in at 1-800-930-2819, and I'd be more than happy to talk with you. And I am offering a copy of my book, Recipes from the Ascended Masters, that I have been working on for the last 3 to 4 years. It's finally out and available, and I am offering that to every caller.
It's an awesome, awesome book. I purchased one. The recipes are really simple. I'm really excited about it.
I am too, and I'm also in the process of writing another book called The Authorized Biography of Jesus. Imagine that. I will tell you more about that later on. So let us go to break so we can start a little bit more on this discussion and maybe take some calls.
Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee.
Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
She tied you to her kitchen chair, and she broke your throne, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah.
All right, we're back with certified physical medium and spiritual teacher Michael Shane. We're talking about the integration of the feminine energy and moving into the feminine age, and I think we have a question or a call.
We do. We'll take Naomi calling in from Seattle. Naomi, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Naomi. This is Michael Shane. What can I help you with today?
I'm having some health issues. I seem to have this ongoing struggle with vertigo.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. Well, according to the doctor, there's some kind of separation in my ears, in one of my ears. And yeah, I'm just trying to deal with it.
Well, your doctor just might be onto something because when the chemistry in your body starts to change, whether it be because of this feminine energy or some other thing that's going on in your life, that may create what they call dis-ease in your body. And then if you go down the road and don't or do not resolve the issue, then it becomes a disease. As they say, and there's a connection to that. And when the energies in your body begins to change, the chemistry in your brain, vertigo is just one of the few things that occurs. Not to mention when your atlas and axis in your spine is out of alignment, it also causes that and panic. In your case, what I'm being told by a guide of yours, I think you've heard of Jesus.
Yes.
He says that you had a lifetime where you were accidentally you accidentally broke your neck at that lower area of the skull, right around where your ears and stuff are at, and it was pretty traumatic with a lot of bone spurs and things, and because of not the experience itself or you or it causing your death, it was the guilt of who and what you left behind that needed to be taken care of, and that's children that you had in that lifetime. You see, so you might know in this lifetime that you have a connection to children at certain levels. You know, you could even be a teacher, you know, if you ever had the want to do that. Because children will trust you. You have that energy around you. So when this accident occurred and you weren't able to return home to take care of your children, you had no idea what was going to happen to them during the death process, and therefore it causes what you call a cellular memory that is in there. You don't know what it is in your conscious self, but it's there and it's causing certain emotional uprushes and feelings within you. Does this make sense to you?
This makes a lot of sense because I'm really connected to kids. I have two grandchildren, and they're like all over me. They get upset when they aren't allowed to come and visit me. And the youngest one, he hasn't started talking yet. He's also told us that he doesn't want to talk yet. He's not, he just doesn't want to. But he comes over. He is so loving and so into me. It is just, it's amazing to see. I mean, he'll be cutting up with his parents and stuff, and I'll just give him a look or say something to him, and he just immediately snaps out of it. It's hilarious to see, but I love kids.
Well, this little one, I'm assuming, is a boy?
It's a boy, yeah.
Yes. This is the one that's actually connected to you more than his parents. As he gets older, you'll come to realize something about his eyes is familiar to you and how he relates to you, and that's because he in this lifetime that we were discussing was one of your children. And so instead of him being born as one of your children in this lifetime, he comes across as a grandchild, and the two of you will have a very good relationship.
All right. Okay, so what can I do to adjust this? Do I need to have a clearing and, have this old cellular memory resolved?
Yes, you can look for a regression therapist out there that might be able to help you, or even myself, because I also do that for a living.
Are you back in Seattle?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Are you back in Seattle?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in the Linwood area right now.
Oh, my God. Okay. I had a reading from you back in 2012.
Well, your voice did sound familiar.
Yes, you were spot on. Everything you said happened. And, yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're in Linwood now. Okay.
Yes.
I'll have to set up some kind. Is there a number which I could reach to?
You can go to my website, which is www.michaelshane.com.
Michael with a Y.
Okay.
And it's Michael with a Y. And you will have some contact information there, and give them a call, and they'd be more than happy to talk with you and set you up with an appointment if that's what you wish to do.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. It's amazing. I can't wait to get the book either.
Will you give them your information, and I'll look forward to speaking with you again. And God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Same to you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Naomi, for the call. We appreciate it.
So this kind of reminds me about the issues that we have in our life. You know, you have these issues that come up that creates emotions in yourself, and you kind of wonder what it is. I mean, I'm sure, Jen, that you've had things come up in your life where you're like, wow, where's that coming from?
So many things. Too many things, yes.
And the longer and longer we ignore it and don't hold on to it, we end up with some sort of a health issue.
So what I'm finding is acceptance of the emotions that come up. That's the truly the easiest way to heal. Accepting and riding them out and not looking so far into them and assuming it's who you are as a person. Just kind of accepting and letting it go.
Yes. Just as simple as letting it go. You know, it's an energy process, you see. So it's something that is, you know, read some books out there on this. I mean, Brian Weiss, Dr. Brian Weiss, PhD, who wrote the book Many Lives, Many Masters, about regression and past life possibilities that are able to connect to a deeper and a level to yourself that we don't normally see every day. So this opportunity we have to integrate into the feminine energies is basically an honor, because now we're closing up the doorway to a new existence, you see. So if you wish to call in and talk to me about this or have a question, please call in at 1-800-930-2819. Benny, I see we have a caller.
Yeah, and you are part of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, by the way, if people are just tuning in.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to have you, by the way. You're back in studio. I knew you wouldn't leave, and I'm glad you're here. Really?
I'm a little rusty.
No. It's like riding a bike. You never forget. Never forget. Let's, again, jump off these phone lines. We have Stephanie calling in from Everett. So, Stephanie, hello.
Hi.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I am never better.
Awesome.
And looking to even be better than that.
Well, that's even better. I do that, too.
So what can I help you with today?
So I was hearing about you talking about how when we're integrating these feminine energies, how sometimes it creates conflict in relationships.
Yes.
Yes.
I have had an ongoing issue with my daughter for the past couple of years, and I just don't understand where it's coming from.
Well, I can tell you one of the issues is that normal, you know, issue about having two women in the same kitchen.
Yes.
But in this case, that may be a minute scenario. I'm being told by my guides that she's a good girl.
Yes.
She's just a little lost and doesn't understand life yet and thinks that she does.
How old is she, Stephanie?
She's 25.
25, okay.
So she's still young.
Yes.
You know, she's a very intelligent individual.
Yeah.
In the vibrations that I'm feeling and sensing from you, she just hasn't found herself. It's not really you that's the issue. You're the one that brought her in, and now she's dealing with some things that she doesn't understand, and she will. I mean, she's smart enough to figure it out. It's just going to take some time. It's actually going to be harder for you than it is for her.
It is. It has been, because she can be extremely mean in this.
Well, welcome to having children.
Oh, no doubt. You know, I have a grandson now, and it's like, that's the hardest part, is because she'll use him against me, and it is a very hurtful thing. I never expected this. I always thought that we would have a good relationship when she became an adult, you know, but it is not.
And you still will. I can even say that with my own mom, I'm in my late 20s now, just in the last few years has been a lot of change. I find that I'm most comfortable with her, and I sometimes treat her the most harshly, but it's always things to do with myself. And, you know, there's still a lot of time. You guys will have a good relationship.
Yes, and I should introduce you to Jennifer here. She is a student and a very good intuitive, and has had some wonderful experiences in her life, and she can relate to a lot of these things that you're talking about. I have a daughter who's 16 years old, and she, you know, treats us like, you know, we are the bad people in her life. But then you see the other side of her and realize that there's a good person there, and that she loves you, and it's just a little bit lost, and the cultures have changed. You know, when
I say that's, I see that so much because I've talked to other people and they're going through the same thing. So I have to say that it's more of a cultural thing because I think I did the best I could as a mom and always strive to be the best mom I could be in that day. And
But see, she's an indigo child. Okay.
Okay.
Indigo children actually came in as pacifists. All right. But now you're adding the feminine change, that change of the duality, which causes the female vibration to become more stronger and uppity and more feeling like they know everything. And that's just an integration thing. That's not a, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a normal thing because they're coming into their own power. But in the process, some of them look at those that are in the same arena, like mothers, in their way, you see. And
yep.
then they start using tools to use against you, like your grandchild.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a control thing. It says, well, if you're not going to do this, then I'm not going to let you see your grandchild, you know.
Yeah.
That's a common adage to what's going on now, you know. And you have all these different things that you have that children have access to these days. And she may not look at herself as a child because she's 25 years old. But, you know, to us, she would be considered a child because of the age difference. But you look at what's available there. I mean, the internet, they can go out there and read anything they want. And that changes their view. You know, we had Etch-a-Sketch.
Exactly. I think at 25, I was so much more mature and self-reliant and self-sufficient than what she is at this age. I mean, and never. I mean, as mad as I would get at my mom, I would never consider treating her the way she has treated me. And that's, I think, the part that I just have a hard time with.
Well, that's the culture. I mean, there was a different way of dealing with things in those days. You know, if you talk back to your mom or dad, you usually got a backhand.
Yep.
Today, you get CPS at your door.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a matter of, and I'm not saying that you should give a backhand, you know, but if you look at all of this, it's just the culture is changed, and there really isn't anything wrong with her. She's just dealing with the change and probably some other issues from her past lives as well and her childhood. There appears to be, you know, what's kind of interesting is it seems to me in the vibration with her, she's more holding on to something that she's upset about relative to her father than you.
Exactly.
And so she's taking it out on you because you're the easiest access to get to you know,
exactly.
And Jennifer, you understand that.
I perfectly understand that. Mm-hmm. With an absent father, and I took it out on my mother for several years. I mean, I can relate.
And I'm just now, you know, my mom has got up there in her age years, and she has just recently moved in with me. And it's a trial, but, you know, it's a beautiful thing because you get to know each other once again and talk about the old days and make it positive, you know. And it's wonderful. And by the way, when I was 25 years old, I was in a heavy metal band, so you can kind of understand the duality there.
What was the name of your band?
The Souls of Darkness.
Nice. I like that. You didn't want to say it, did you? I could tell.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Now,
now I'm working in the dark.
You know? That's okay, too. Symbolism.
So, you know, your daughter, I have a guide. Her name is Lady Nada. I call her Bobby. And she always says if you're feeling a tension between you and your child, take them to have a banana split and talk to them. You think you might want to do that, Stephanie?
Yeah.
You know, because sugar changes things in the brain.
Yep.
And you might even be able to work some things out. I don't think it's going to constantly be this way because, like I said, she's a good girl and she deserves to be happy, and she should just let go in some fashion, in her way, let go of the issue that she has with her father. And again, you know, I do that work. If she or you want to call me to do that, that would be fine with me or other workers out there. You know, we're supposed to work together, and there's many of us out there that are wanting to do that. So thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much for all this information.
You are more than welcome.
Thanks, Stephanie. All right, we're going to take a break. When we'll be back, we'll take some more questions. We're here on Transformation Talk Radio. You can go ahead and give us a call at 800-930-2819.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now. Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah.
All right, we're back on Transformation Talk Radio with Reverend Michael Shane, certified physical medium and spiritual teacher, and we have a couple announcements. Now that Michael's back in Washington, he's been at the Northwest Psychic Fair at the Triway Grange Hall in Mill Creek. He's there from 10 to 5, and he's there the second Saturday of every month. and on August 13th, there's going to be a seance, a question and answer with Master Katumi and Saint Germain. We're also in the process of scheduling an event for late August, early September for the South End supporters, possibly in the Federal Way area. So continue to check the website for updates. It's www.michaelshane.com, Michael with a Y. And then he's going to be going on the road in October and November. He'll be traveling to Florida, Texas, New Orleans, Basel, Switzerland, and South Africa. So that's exciting. But the big announcement is the Maui retreat. So that's going to be February 10th through 19th, 2017. The cost is $3,500 a person, and that's going to include airfare, lodging, and some awesome experiences. He's going to be hosting it with Donna Reese, also a physical medium, a psychic, and a certified chromatologist. They're going to be visiting the sacred pools, swimming with dolphins. There's going to be meditation and apportation outside and a seance. And if you're local, that's going to be $1,000. You can check out the site for some more details and make your deposit on the site to reserve your spot. So, Michael?
So, feminine energy, integration. It's there because that is what we are here to do and to learn. And it's a beautiful energy. It does create some issues with us because we are moving into a different vibration. It's like the caller before. You know, we're living in a different era. And so things and people are going to be different and things are going to be changed. So, Benny, I see that we have another caller.
Yeah, we have time for one more. So let's take Marsha. And she's calling in from Victoria, B.C. So, Marsha, welcome to Michael Shane and his radio show.
Hi, Marsha.
Hi, and thank you so much.
How are you doing today?
I'm really well. How are you?
I am good. What can I help you with today?
Well, I'm a massage therapist, and although I'm not religious, I do have a deep spirituality, and I call upon Jesus in the angelic realm to work with me in my sessions. And I'm just noticing a lot of change right now, a lot of vibration set up, and I'm looking at expanding into other aspects of healing work. And I just heard you for the first time, and I understand that you channel Jesus. And I'm just wondering what he might have to say about that, the work that I'm doing, and any thoughts that you might have to share.
Well, of course. I mean, Master Jesus is always available and is saying to me that he does definitely work through you, but not just him. There's others, such as Master Buddha, who was instrumental in creating a art in massage during his life. And the atmosphere of our existence is changing, which creates a lot of things within us. And not all of it's negative. Some of it's just this uncontrollable urge to move on and do something different or to expand our lives, which I believe is where you're at. And the work that you do is a much-needed modality in this world, especially because the vibration that you carry, it's not just a job for you. It's an extension to who you are. Do you understand what that means?
Yes, of course.
And so you will continue to do it, and it will expand. He says that you have always been a light worker of sorts as far as religion is concerned, or religious. That's a whole nother definition. Spirituality is not necessarily a religion or communicating to the masters or Jesus. What it is just an opportunity to receive knowledge from beings that have been there, done that. And you're a sensitive person. You probably could even sense things that happen and in the future, and then they come to pass. So basically, you are on track and doing the right thing. So thank you for calling.
Oh, well, and thank you for taking my call. And wondering if you might have any thoughts on crystal work, working with crystal energy.
Yes, I actually do a process called Crystallite Energy Healing. On my next opportunity here on this radio show, I'll have time to speak with you about it, or you can give me a call off of our website. But I need to
We got to wrap up the show. So thanks, Marcia, for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having us, Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back, I believe it's the third Tuesday of next month. So, and we'll be talking about happiness.
We're going to talk about happiness on the other side.
Thank you for listening to The Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters of Shambhala on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in on the third Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, to connect with Reverend Michael to raise your vibration, understand the lessons of life, and call in for this live, on-air, transphysical medium reading with Reverend Michael Shane and the Ascended Beings of Light. For more information about the show and to schedule a personal session with Reverend Michael, visit michaelshane.com. That's Michael, M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com, or call 425-971-6632. Don't miss this opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing from our amazing guest, all with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Beings of Shambhala.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW Seattle and KVRQ 94.9 HD3.